Of course, this year, the Golden World Cup trophy will be awarded in Brazil. Now, in the past, a World Cup year meant that most Brazilians were preoccupied with just one thing. Would their team win? This time, a growing number of Brazilians don't care what happens on the field, as Catherine Osborne reports from Rio de Janeiro.
It's a weeknight, and 52-year-old government administrator Edson Lucas is watching a local soccer game with two friends at a bar in Copacabana. When I ask him for his opinion about the World Cup, he thinks for a moment before finally giving his answer.
I'm particularly
impressed with how unexcited people are.
His two friends, an accountant and an auditor, nod in agreement. Lucas says this is not how he remembers Brazil during previous World Cups.
In
the past, there would be excitement and decorations in the streets. Now, I'm expecting nothing. There's been all this monstrous expanding, billions and billions of reais. The whole thing was overbuilt. That's to say, it was robbed.
You get that from a lot of people in Rio now. A sense of disappointment in this World Cup, even before a single ball is kicked. Schoolteacher Márcia Pinheiro lives near Largo do Machado, a plaza that's seen more than its share of anti-cup protests.
I'm tired. At first, I was excited about the protests, but now I'm tired of those two. The whole process has been really exhausting.
And it's not just the protests. There's also been a rash of labor strikes ahead of the tournament. The police stopped working in Salvador in the northeast, which led to looting and the army stepping in to restore order. In Sao Paulo, a public transport strike led to huge traffic jams. For a week, the headlines included the word lentidão, or the great slowness. There's even a phrase, imagina na Copa, which means, if you think things are bad now, imagine how bad they'll be during the World Cup. It seems almost unnecessary, because everything that could have happened has already begun. In the favelas above Rio, residents have held a people's tournament to raise awareness about the negative side of the World Cup. Players include people who've lost their homes or leisure space because of World Cup-related projects. One of the organizers is Victor Lira, with the protest group, the People's Committee of the World Cup and Olympics.
Não só eu, brasileiro.
He says it's not just him or just Brazilians who feel deceived by the World Cup. He says people in South Africa did too when their country hosted the Cup 4 years ago. But, Lira says, he hasn't heard of another country that's fought back as hard as Brazil has. The People's Committee is just one of several groups trying to speak up against the Cup without getting pepper sprayed. Others take a more humorous approach. A group of artists in Rio called the Vinhetando Collective wants people to take advantage of the fact that Thursday's World Cup opening game falls on Brazilian Valentine's Day. One of their slogans, make love, not FIFA. Sociologist Diogo Lira was surprised when over 40,000 people RSVP'd for the Facebook event he created for this.
How many people march in the street matters, but what is more important is the shaking up of society, the forming of new groups that are going to continue to act politically after the Cup is over. For me, that is already a victory.
To be sure, plenty of Brazilians are still eager for the actual soccer to begin. As Brazil's first game draws near, some festive flags and banners are inevitably appearing along Rio's streets. And newspaper stands buzz with people buying and selling World Cup trading cards. Taxi driver Luiz Angelo de Oliveira is here to buy some cards. For his daughter, he says. After he compares cards with a young boy and his mother, Oliveira admits he would have preferred that Brazil invest in something other than stadiums. But at this point, he says, the show must go on. Of course I'm going to be cheering for Brazil, he says. I'm just going to be watching on TV instead of at the stadium. The tickets are too expensive. For The World, I'm Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.